Stetson, there was a significant eruption that started around 3 p.m. this afternoon, followed by a series of eruptions, like 20, 25 minutes apart, pulsing all afternoon since 3 p.m. This has resulted in a huge plume of ash and volcanic cloud in the atmosphere that's actually heading up into the eastern Atlantic and also towards Barbados. It's like a fan tail, if you like. This is a significant plume, unlike the one you've seen this morning. It is huge and it's dense, and it's just a few kilometers just to the west of Barbados. We expect it to be over and affecting us around 6 p.m. It could be just a few minutes before 6 p.m. To be honest, it could be 20 minutes before 6, but for sure around 6 p.m. we should be under the influence of this ash cloud, and we expect to see significant ash fallout across Barbados. We urge residents to be, especially those who have respiratory illnesses or suffer from any such illnesses, to please stay indoors and have your medications close at hand. This is not time to go outside and venture and inhale this ash. You can safely watch it from inside if you like, but please stay indoors. It's like I said, we don't have a duration on wind, how long we think it's going to last, but as I was given the recording live, the last few imageries of satellite showed another explosion of very, very dense ash and ash cloud coming out of the last of their volcano. So as we can speak, we're probably talking about safely another 3 to 4 hours of being under the influence of this ash and ash cloud. So in summary, we expect significant ash cloud and ash in and around Barbados, over Barbados, around 6 p.m. today and into the early part of tonight for sure, as the significant eruptions continue from the Lhasa Phare volcano, St. Vincent.
Sabu Best, Director of the Met Office, thank you very much, sir.